Module 11, Augmenting Team Performance. No matter how well your team performs, there is always room for improvement. Leaders need to understand when and how to augment team performance. The key to augmenting team performance is offering authority, encouraging questions, resolving differences, and practicing unanimity. Authority. One of the greatest tools that you can offer employees is the authority to make decisions. This level of empowerment makes employees stakeholders in the company, and it creates personal interest in the results of the decisions. Employees should be given the authority to make decisions, but this authority needs to be limited to establish guidelines. Employees should not be given carte blanche. Ask questions. Employees should be encouraged to ask questions in order to improve team performance. Scenario questions are particularly effective. This requires asking the what-if questions. How to create a scenario question. Number 1, choose a scenario and analyze it. Number 2, ask about the people in the scenario. Number 3, ask about the context of the scenario. In answering what if, employees are able to analyze scenarios and develop better problem-solving skills that improve the performance of the team. Quickly resolve differences. It is important that differences are quickly resolved to improve team performance. The first step in resolving conflict is recognizing that conflict exists. At this stage, all parties agree to communicate and cooperate. The next step is clarifying the situation. This requires people to express their different positions. At this stage, facts, opinions, and assumptions are separated. The reason for supporting different positions are supplied and analyzed. It is critical that people remain open-minded for this process to work. An agreement is reached in the final stage. It is important to note that this process may be repeated before an agreement is reached. The final stage should include specifics such as dates, actions, and responsible parties. Practice unanimity. Unanimity occurs when all team members agree on the action to be taken. This is not conformity, it simply means that everyone is compromised and reached an agreeable solution. The problem with unanimity is that it can be nearly impossible to reach. People will often refuse compromise for the sake of being right. The process of resolving difficulties can result in unanimity when all parties are willing to keep open minds as they discuss their opposing views. Case study. Stephen worked in the customer service department. A customer called and asked him to refund some money that was clearly overcharged. Unfortunately, Stephen was not able to give the refund. It had to go through loss prevention first. The customer complained to Stephen's manager, Mark. Mark told Stephen that he should have found a way to defuse the customer's anger. Stephen told him that a refund was the only thing that would defuse her anger, but that decision was out of his control, so he wasn't responsible for the problem.